There we go. Now do that again, please, Doug. Doug made a motion to approve the minutes from November 3rd. I'll second that. Is there any discussion about the minutes? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. Then that motion carries. The next issue for us today is the approval of the loans, and we've got a much shorter list this time. Tom, has this been approved for a proper public purpose?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Good. I'll approve the loans. We approve them. This is Doug.
Okay, this is Brad. I'll second that. Is there any discussion regarding this loan? All right, then, all in favor, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. Okay, so $110,000 for a new plow truck in Merton. And then we are on to old business number four, the item that Doug, you asked us to continue on again. Anything you want to bring up regarding number four today?
Well, this is an ongoing thing, and we were going to have to eventually resolve this. Maybe we don't need to do it today, but I think it would be appropriate for us to have a breakdown of the state treasurer's expenditures for staff and for printing and for telephone and so forth, so we know how that money's being expended. And I've asked for this now several times, and we have not received a breakdown of that type. So I don't know how we can resolve this.
Okay. He did do a verbal report last time, and it appears Vicki captured much of that in the meeting, in the minutes. There would be the recording as well if there's additional information you want to go check back on it. But I don't know that we've got any, I don't know that anyone has any authority to order the treasurer to create any kind of a document. You'll have to do that when budget time comes around, I suppose. But,
I'll still try to get an email at some point here, and I can use some of the documents that Walker's team put together probably for the new budget, but I mean, nothing's changed from what I said last time. I went over the information. I mean, I'll try to send an email at some point, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. So I'm done with number four.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Doug. At the last meeting, the treasurer said he would send us a written document that included everything. And again, I used to take accounting when I was in college, so it should be a thorough accounting of X dollars in and Y dollars out to account for everything, and that includes salaries, it includes printing, it includes, I guess there's no rent. I don't think we pay rent at the moment.
But
it should have a thorough accounting of that, and if I see that, then I'll be content.
Well, whatever I decide to send is what I'll send. If you don't like it, you can keep talking about it, but that is what...
Well, if you can't find things, you can ask DOA. I mean, DOA should have records of money you spent for printing, money you spent for telephone, etc.
You want to keep talking about this? We're talking about it forever. I'll send what I send, and when I send it, I send it. It's not that big of a deal to me. If you look back at the tape from last time, I explained what we spend. It's pretty simple. It's pretty much me over here. It's pretty simple. So I'm ready to move on.
All right.
I'm not satisfied at this point, but I will be if I get a thorough accounting, and I thank you both for my patience, for being patient.
Okay. The next item then is possible nomination and vote to appoint a new executive secretary. I was out of the office Monday and Tuesday, and I asked my staff to distribute around some additional application letters and resumes that came in. Did those go around?
This is Matt. I got some yesterday, so I appreciate that. And I might have one more from a gentleman in Waukesha County as well. I talked to on the phone today. So if he sends it to me, which obviously he hasn't sent it yet, I'll send it immediately to Vicki or to your office.
Okay.
Well, this is Doug. I thank you for that. I looked them over. There were a couple of new ones, and some of them were repeats. And I looked at that, and let me say this. I think we've gone on with this long enough. I'm a little sad that it's taken us so long to do this. And I looked them all over carefully. And at this point, my position would be that I would make a motion that we offer the job to Jonathan Berry, whose resume I looked at, and I think it includes everything we probably need, including both private and state experience. So I would make the motion that we offer the job to Jonathan Berry.
I second that. His application originally came into me, and I did have a chance to meet with him one-on-one, and I am impressed not only with his resume, but with his demeanor and his attitude toward running the agency. I think he's got an open mind to a lot of things, but he also approaches this from a perspective that that there's an awful lot that is going very well at this agency, and he looks to encourage that, and he's got the kind of experience that demonstrates he can do that. So I second that motion. Is there any discussion regarding...
Well, this is Matt here. I mean, first of all, I got this yesterday. I've never talked to Jonathan Berry. I didn't know the name before today. And at a minimum, I think I should be given the opportunity to talk to this gentleman, either in person or on the phone. And this was supposedly, I talked to a gentleman from the Wisconsin State Journal today, and he said that this might have been one of the names that was floated earlier when you referred, I think, 2 weeks ago about some of the anonymous names that were, you know, considering or wanting their name out there. I had not seen the name before it, so I don't know anything about Jonathan Berry other than the resume that I got, but I certainly would like the opportunity to at least speak with him. If you guys think he's a great candidate, I think I should have the opportunity to speak to him, let alone I got it yesterday at 9 a.m. and I was in Milwaukee dealing with some family stuff because my parents were at a funeral. So I mean, we need a few days at least before I'd want to vote on it. I mean, you know, if this is a person you two both like, that's one thing. But I think I should be given the opportunity as a person on this board to at least talk to this person. I've never heard the name.
Well, this is Doug speaking to the motion that I made. I don't think we need to go any further. I agree with what Brad said. I didn't interview him personally, but I have known him on and off for years because he was a state legislator, and I was aware of that, having been around government myself sometime. And then he also was in private business, and I would run into him occasionally. So I agree with Brad that he has a good mixture of experience, and I think he has the maturity, if I can use that word. I'm old enough that I can say maturity, that he's gone through a lot of experiences that will allow him to be effective at working with the three of us. So I would hope that we would vote on that motion.
I
won't call the question at this point. I'll wait for a moment to see if there's any more discussion.
Well, I guess, Doug, I guess those comments, I appreciate the fact that you said you've known the gentleman for a few years and are familiar with him, and seemingly the Attorney General was given the opportunity to speak with him and meet with him, as he said, one-on-one. I have not been given that opportunity, and I've never spoken with him, and I've never met with him. And I literally got it yesterday at 9 a.m. from the Attorney General's office. So I think this is an important position. When I talked to Vicki in the office, she told me Tia was there for 10 years. There was somebody there that was a short bit of time, and then there was somebody, and maybe Vicki's on the phone, that was there for 15 or 20 years. So this is a position that could be there for minimum probably 3 years, but very likely 10, 15 years. So I don't think a week, 2 weeks is that big of a deal, and we're not falling apart over there. The people that are handling it between Tom on down are handling it, but I think it's important that we
each... falling apart, but we do need to acknowledge that Tom has been doing the job of two people for some months now,
How about a week from today? If you two are willing to vote on it, it would give me plenty of time to meet with him. I'm here probably through the rest of the week, and then Maybe just have a simple meeting on Tuesday, and if you guys support him, we leave it on just like it is now, and if, you know, you two want to support him, and at least I've been given the opportunity to meet with him. I mean, I wasn't even given the resume till yesterday. I mean, I don't know how long your office had it. Obviously, you have a lot of things to do over there.
Matt, I understand. And I think, you know, it would be better if the three of us all are able to agree on an executive secretary. So under those circumstances,
I don't want to be rude here and interrupt, but I'm not saying he isn't a person I could or couldn't support. I just don't know him.
I understand. So, a week from today would be Wednesday the 25th.
Or Tuesday, whatever works for you guys.
Tuesday, I do have a 2:00 meeting that day, but, I would think we could set a very brief agenda to have discussion and then a vote on this nomination. I haven't, I don't know if there are any other nominations. I haven't asked that yet. But I'm willing to do that. Can that work for you, Doug?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, we could vote today and we have 2 votes. The treasurer could abstain if he is not comfortable at this point. I do understand your point. It would be nice to have a unanimous vote.
Yeah, here's my thought.
Someone's interrupting me, I think.
I'm sorry, Doug, it was me. I thought you were done. It's Brad. I'm sorry.
Going to say it would be nice to have a unanimous vote, but this board has not had unanimous votes on lots of things, and it wouldn't be the end of the world if we voted 2-1 abstention today and had this over with. I'm not pleased to have another meeting a week from now, but Brad, in all due respect to your feelings, I'm willing to withdraw my motion, and I can make it again in a week or whenever.
I think we can leave the motion as it is. We'll just delay the vote.
Well, then I will make a motion that we put my motion on the table.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor of tabling this to a meeting next week? Say aye, please. Brad.
I vote to put the motion on the table until the next meeting when we can take it off the table.
This is Matt. I'll agree with that.
Okay. I just one more comment on that topic. I think if I were coming in to be executive secretary of an agency that had 3 independently elected commissioners, I'd prefer to come in with at least the potential that all 3 supported me being the executive secretary. So I'd like us to take a shot at that. If we can have a 3-0 vote, I think that's better for the person coming in than the 2-1 vote. So it does. If we tried to have a brief phone conversation next week Tuesday, say at 1:00, does that work?
I'm free next Tuesday or Wednesday.
1:00 or 2:00?
Well, 1:00. I could move my 2:00 meeting. I mean, if
2:00 is a little hard. I mean, 1:00 would be a little hard for me. 2:00 was better. I thought you suggested the 25th on Wednesday.
I could do that as well. I was looking
at 2:00.
Yeah, Wednesday works for me. I'll probably be in Madison.
Okay.
That's the day before Thanksgiving, though. I don't know if anyone has travel plans.
Well, it's a phone conversation.
Yeah.
So
just make sure it's okay with you guys.
As long as nobody's in a deer stand.
Yeah, I won't be.
Okay. All right, so 2:00 on Wednesday, November 25th, phone call. All right.
Great, and then in response to your last comments, Brad, I respect that point of view, and that's why I was willing to put it on the table, and I thank you for your thought.
Okay. Okay, so are there any other nominations or anything else regarding this issue?
I mean, I could very likely like to have nominated somebody, but you two wanted a vote today, so I'd at least like to interview this person before we vote on him, and if I had any other names, I'd be happy to put them forward. I mean, there's one gentleman from Waukesha County, he's a school board member. I I was very impressed with him over the phone. So I will get you that information. But, you know, there's, you know, at some point, obviously, we have to make a vote here. So I get that. But I will call Mr. Barry to set up an interview with him as soon as I can.
All right. We'll put it on the agenda as possible additional nominations and vote to appoint new executive secretary for the 25th. And if there's another nomination that someone wants to make, they can do it then.
Okay. We'll just finalize it on the 25th. That makes sense.
Okay. Good. I'd like to have some kind of a backstop to get this done. Any future agenda items anyone else wants to talk about now?
Yeah, I have a future agenda item. For the next meeting, which I guess would be not the 25th, that's a special event, but on December 1st, our next regular meeting, I would like to have discussion of my attending the Land Commission meeting in Washington, D.C., next year.
Okay. We can put
that in order to get proper hotels at a good price, one would have to do something fairly soon. So I would like to ask permission to do that at the December 1st meeting, if that can be on the agenda, please.
Okay. We'll put it on the agenda for then. Any other items? Okay. Tom, do you have any report for today?
Yes, I do. It's short. Loan demand has slowed down a little bit, but we have received some significant applications recently, including one for $10 million from Richland County. The interest rate on 10-year Treasury bonds has climbed slightly over the last couple of weeks to 2.28, and we've picked up a few municipal bonds with decent spreads over Treasury bonds in the last few days. We will be closing on the sale of land to Iron County that was approved at a board meeting earlier this fall, and I still need the state treasurer's signature on those land patents. Matt, is there a time that I can catch up with you to get your signature?
Why don't you call me? I'll call me right after the meeting. I'm over here now.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Tom, this is Doug. I have a question about the $10 million loan.
Yes.
I presume we would probably approve that. What interest rate would we be getting for those 10 years?
I believe that is a 20-year loan, and so that would be 3.75.
Oh, a 20-year. I'm sorry.
Yes. So, $10
million. Okay, well, that sounds like a good investment, so I would probably be supporting that, of course. Thank you.
My pleasure. We're getting ready to reconvene the group of Mud Lake stakeholders. DCPL staff will be marking the site in December after stakeholder review of three separate cutting practices on the 9 acres. BCPL and UW-Stevens Point are working together to lay out long-term plots to follow the increase in grade of existing saw logs and regeneration and growth of residual trees following the next harvest. The plots and line work have already been established. And finally, Rich and I attended the Schwab conference last week. It was great to hear the presentations from so many different finance professionals. There's a general consensus that the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank is going to move slowly to raise short-term rates. Although there's no consensus on long-term rates, it appeared that most forecasters were predicting a slow increase in long-term rates as well. While most of the equity managers believe there may be opportunities within certain sectors of the stock market, the general mood was cautious as the stock markets are trading at high valuations compared to their earnings projections. And Rich and I will be incorporating all this information into suggestions for board investment policy and strategies for implementing the prudent investor standard. That's all I've got.
Very good. Thank you.
I mentioned it earlier, but wanted to say it officially, Tom. Thank you very much for the tremendous work you've been doing to keep everything on task and less than two jobs at once. And I'm guessing some others around there are helping you too, because you've got some good people over there. And I appreciate everything that you are doing, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. And yes, you are correct. The staff have been wonderful throughout this whole time, and kudos to all of them. So.
All right.
I think I can make – I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was about to jump in and make a motion to adjourn. If that's not appropriate, Brett, I'm sorry.
That's what I was going to call for. Thank you, Doug.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Goodbye, everyone. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you.
Bye.